Bamis chapter 4, Mishnah 8. A cholitz levim tov, a man does chalitza with a woman. V'nase achiv es achoiso, and his brother marries her sister. Okay, so a man does chalitza with a woman. And now he's got a brother, and the brother marries her sister. Okay, that's fine. Mm. But he did chalitza with her, brother marries her sister. The mace, and then he dies. Okay. Choletzis v'lo misyavemis. He obviously now can't go and do yibum with that woman because he's now, right, he's now done chalitza with her relative. So he's done chalitza with one woman, and effectively what's happened is that woman's sister has fallen to him for yibum. And you can't marry a relative of a woman you've already done chalitza with. So this is a rabbinical decree. The rabbis force him to do chalitza with her again. The chayin amagarish es isto, so too, and that's actually the commentary said, doesn't mean so too, it means but. If a woman, if a man divorces a woman, he divorces his wife, normal divorce, v'nase achiv es achoiso, and his brother marries her sister, v'mais, and then his brother dies childless, harezu peturim min hachalitzu min hayibum. Now, he doesn't even have to do chalitzu yibum. He can't take his brother's old wife as yibum or chalitza, because he divorced her sister. And when you divorce her sister, you become, according to Torah law, you can't then marry that woman's, if you divorced a woman, you can't marry her sister by Torah law, right? So he doesn't have to do chalitza or yibum with this woman. She just goes free. There's no, she doesn't fault him for yibum.